realign their coordinates there. Safely down. Well done, old girl. Now, to take a look outside. Of those wretched crates shifted. That's a good morning's work. I'd better check in.
Yes?
New dispatch just in. I'll bring them up after lunch.
Great stuff. Did the fusion converters come through after all that? I've had customers on my back all morning.
They're right here.
Great. Out.
Well, of course they are. They're the same ones you sold me this morning.
Customers to Next Universal. Our special offers this week include cheesesteaks and moonfruit at half price on the 6th floor and massively reduced furniture on floor 17.
I require a fusion converter.
Well, yes and no. I was just saying...
6 previous visits to this floor have been unproductive.
If you let me finish, I've just heard...
I am terribly sorry to be a nuisance.
It's foreign, really.
No, it isn't. I wish to sincerely apologise.
Okay.
I require a fusion converter.
They'll be in stock this afternoon.
Good.
Now, sir, if there's nothing else, I have to close this department for lunch.
Am I a bad person?
Oh, let's please not go through all that again. Ah, lunchtime. Let's see. Canteen, floor 17. Come on, you know, make up your mind, or I can't press the button for you.
I require the basement.
I don't see a... There isn't a basement.
The basement.
Now, look, choose a floor with you. I'm meeting my friend for lunch and I haven't really got the time to... Oh, what on... What was that? It sounded like... I don't know what that sounded like. Heavens, 417. Have a nice day, my friend.
Have a nice life.
Yes, I'd like. Well, let's see.
2 coffees, 2 croissants, and 2 Danish pastries.
Rabbits, how did you.
Allow me to assist you.
That was extraordinary. You know, that fellow knew exactly what I wanted before I asked him. You'd swear I was a regular customer, but this is my very first day working here.
Oh, they're programmed to know. It says so in a book I was reading. Like Georgian state dancers inside the mind of the Daleks.
You don't believe everything you read, do you?
No, not everything. But if it's in a book in my bookstore, then it must be true, mustn't it?
What are Georgian state dancers anyway?
Oh, a troupe of travelling entertainers that once visited Next Universal, I think. From the planet Georgian State. I've read that too. Anyway, how's the new job going?
Oh, fine. Well, the customers are a little tricky. You know, I don't really understand these Daleks.
What do you mean?
Well, I know it sounds strange, but I just find them difficult to like. I know they're always polite, and we wouldn't have a job without them, but... Well, they just really, really get on my nerves.
Well, at least you haven't got much of a commute. That's got to be something.
Oh, tell me about it. Living at work is such a godsend. Even if my bed does get a bit oily sometimes. But I guess that's engineering for you.
You know, I've always loved books, so living in a bookshop is a dream for me. There's always plenty to read... It's poor Mr. Benson living up in bathrooms and showers that I feel sorry for.
I wonder if he still minds the damp after all this time.
Oh, actually, Simon, there was something I wanted to ask you.
What is it, my friend?
Well, it's about the windows.
The windows? How curious. Go on.
Well, I was on the 15th floor yesterday. New job, new shoes, you know. That rather odd boy there needed a part for his food processor and requested home delivery. Anyway, something struck me about the windows on floor 15. They were black.
Well, there's nothing unusual in that. Some windows are black, some windows are white. It's because they need to dispense a different form of oxygen on different floors. Obviously, floor 15 requires black oxygen. Oh, it's all in one of my books. Which one is it? Professor Rixin discovers different forms of oxygen.
Well, I know that, obviously. I've read it as well, in fact.
But the strange thing is, the week before, I'm sure the windows there, on floor 15, were white. I know it sounds fantastic, but I'm just sure that was the case.
Oh, that really can't be right. Windows just can't change the type of oxygen they dispense. That'd be completely ridiculous. Oh,
coffee and a croissant. Have a nice life.
Oh, he gave me quite a fright. Didn't hear him approach.
Yeah, they can be quite, I'm not sure if sinister's the right word.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Oh, I can't remember now.
What's happening?
Oh, the same thing that's always happening. They've just had lunch. It looked quite nice too. Are you sure I can't have something?
No, it might be in the food. Listen, what we talked about before. You've got to find a way. Time is running out.
Time? I don't even think I know what that is anymore. When was it I last spoke to you?
I don't know.
We could have already missed our chance. We might be here forever.
Don't speak like that. I've taken some more readings. We're leaving today.
For real? Oh, thank goodness.
Just don't blow your cover. If you mess up now, we're both dead. Well, worse than dead.
But I might not even know.
You have to get through to them today.
How?
I know you'll think of something.
It's about time they replaced the heating system in Next Universal.
That sounded more like some sort of violent tremor to me. Simon?
Yes, Brendan?
You know, every day we walk past that blue box over there, and I've always wondered what it's for.
I think I could provide an answer to this one. From one of my books again, obviously. The great writer Devodo J. Cow remarks on the ancient architecture of Next Universal. And the Palitki boxes were posted on the internal highways in the colours of blue to denote the right of way for customers wearing that colour. We've come a long way since those days of prejudice against the blue Palitkis, but the boxes are still here as a reminder of the barbarian ways of the past.
Have you ever noticed that one of the lower windows has a small serrated metal hole by it? Almost like this whole panel is a
what?
I don't know. But I know this is ridiculous before you say it, but I've got the oddest urge to explore the space inside that box.
You know, if what you're suggesting wasn't completely impossible, I'd laugh. The very notion that a window could open. I mean, they just don't do that, do they?
You're right as always, Simon. Have a good afternoon, my friend. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Brendan. Have a nice life.
Oh, hello. I'd like a book, please.
Well, this is the book's floor. We have plenty of books. Which particular book would you like, sir?
Ah, oh, it's called The Next Universal Health and Safety Manual.
I'm dreadfully sorry, sir, but we don't actually have that book here. In fact, I'm pretty sure that no such book has ever been published. I have lots of fictional books, some books about dogs, a popular series by that old Earth scholar Dame Barbara Cartland, and, getting away with it, the autobiography
of... Do you have a list of all the books that you do have, then?
There's the catalogue list on my computer, sir, but I'm not altogether sure that you're allowed to look at it.
Is there a rule that says I can't, then? I mean, an actual, proper rule written down somewhere?
Well, not to my knowledge, sir. Not an actual written down rule that I know of that explicitly states that you can't have a look at the catalogue, but I suppose you...
Well, then, let me have a look.
Sir, that's a highly dubious action that you just took then.
There you go. The Next Universal Health and Safety Manual. Told you so.
Well, I never. That's extraordinary.
Can you order me a copy? I'm assuming there's not one sitting around.
I could certainly try, sir, but I warn you, it's highly unlikely that it'll turn up.
It's worth a try, I'd say. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to be somewhere.
There. Call back next week when all the ordered books come in. But I really wouldn't be too hopeful, sir.
Oh, hello. I'll just press my... there we go. I'm off to engineering. That's where I work.
Of course!
I say, that, Struth, that didn't sound too good. Anyone would think this whole place was about to collapse or something.
Our foundations of Next Universal are secure!
Oh, yes, of course. It's just that, that sort of thing does seem to be happening rather a lot lately, doesn't it?
The Daleks are responsible for the building maintenance of Next Universal! The design manifesto was developed by a Dalek planning committee!
Oh, was it indeed? And a very good job they made of it, too. So the Daleks actually designed Next Universal?
Long ago, we brought our engineering and construction skills. Next Universal was to be our greatest achievement.
Was to be?
The building is unsafe. Daleks did not understand the concept of fire.
Fire? There's a fire?
If there was a fire, then Next Universal would be destroyed. That is what they said.
Well, shouldn't we tell someone? It could be a disaster.
Fail-safes were incorporated. The building was made safe. The problem was corrected.
Oh, I see. Now, just trying to think. Now, you're red. You're a red Dalek. Ah, right, you're a good old-fashioned engineer. Like me. Can't say I've seen too many of you around, not since...
You consider the design of Next Universal to be unsatisfactory? You insult the Daleks! The Daleks have shown mankind kindness and respect, and you insult us!
Now listen here, mate, I meant no disrespect. What? Wait a moment. This isn't engineering. This is the top floor. That's...
Human resources! You must report to the head of human resources!
Why? No, you can't mean that...
Employee Z429956, Brendan Jones! You have been fired!
Oh, you can't be serious!
Insolence will not be tolerated. Please report to the head of human resources for voluntary redundancy.
Oh my goodness. That's just impossible.
It's beautiful. But this window's got a hole in it. I can see right through it.
No. It's got to be an illusion or a screen. It must be.
Lovely, though.
Oh, I can't believe I've been fired. I've never been fired before. What am I going to do now? I'll have nowhere to live, nothing to do. Oh, hello. What's this? It looks like some sort of archival register. Oh, that's remarkable. There must be 1,000 audio discs of material in here. I didn't know people still used these. The next Universal Design Manifesto. Perhaps I should have a read of this, listen to some of the material so I don't insult any more Daleks. Hold on, maybe they'll let me reapply for another job here in Next Universal. I'll have to downgrade, of course, and earn less money, but it's better than nothing. Here's another interesting one. The History of the Daleks. Could be good on a quiet night.
What are you doing in here? You cannot enter this place.
Who are you?
I am the head of human resources. I own you.
I'm sorry. Please don't make me redundant. You don't understand. My job is my life. It's not just a job, you see. It's what I do. It's what defines me. It's where I go every day. Please, don't take that away from me. Please, no.
Good morning, customers to Next Universal. Our special offers this week include cheesesteaks and moonfruit at half price on the 6th floor and massively reduced furniture on floor 17.
Here you are, sir. And a free gift box, compliments of Next Universal Engineering. And I hope your good lady wife likes her oil filter.
May I please have it in a round bag?
Have a nice one.
Hello. I wonder if you can help me.
Good day, sir. And what can I do for you?
It's more of a swap, actually. I work in one of the storage bays, floor 3. We've spoken a few times.
I'm afraid I don't really remember.
It's more of a swap, actually. I work in one of the storage bays, floor 3. We've spoken a few times.
Of course, I remember you very well. What is it you wanted to swap?
I have a can of kerosene left over from this morning's shift, and I need a new blade for my excavator.
Certainly, I'll just check the trades manual. Here we are. And here you are.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a nice lunch.
Perhaps it's a reminder.
There is a local atmospheric disturbance.
Well, I didn't hear anything.
Right, end of shift bell. Okay. Right, everyone, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be shutting up shop now. So please make your way to the exit. You can always still pay in the haberdashery section, but just be careful of stains. A can of kerosene. I'm never going to use that. Now, let's see. Let's go to lunch. What's this in my pocket? A disc of some sort. How strange. I don't remember putting that there. Oh, gosh. I hope no one thinks I've stolen it.
You have been a regular face here, Brendan Jones. And now, we find you with a stolen design manifesto. Are you getting nearer the truth? One day, the processing will stop working, and then...
Ah!
And then he said, "Worth a try, I say." He was a peculiar young man. How was your day, my friend?
Oh, you know, same as usual.
The Daleks are still bothering you, aren't they?
It just all seems wrong somehow. They seem so sad.
The Daleks are happy creatures. Brendan, you've never felt like this before.
Simon, I've got something to show you. Look.
Oh my, an audio disc. Where did you get that? I don't recall us being issued with a new set of employee regulations this week.
I don't know where I got it. It was just in my pocket when I finished the shift today. For some reason, I think it's absolutely essential that we hear it. Can you play it?
Well, yeah, I don't see why I couldn't.
The history of the planet Skaro. Long ago, it was a planet called Skaro. It was a utopian paradise. The people created a fair and just system of government. The lands and seas were prosperous enough that everyone was fed and contented as long as they worked hard. And the climate was perfect for supporting life. The people were happy until the dissidents arose. There were only a few of them at first. They grew hungry for power and change. They wanted to travel to nearby planets, not to trade, but to invade and steal the wealth of others. Greed took over. To subdue the dissidents, the leading scientists on Skaro began experimenting with the DNA of their race, the genetic blueprint that defined who they were. They began toying with the constructs of their very selves.
Re-engineer our race. It shall be a new dawn for our people. I will extrapolate the ultimate form for the Skaroan people and house it inside a Mark VI travel machine. The dissident element will be removed from the blood of our people, and the Daleks will go on.
And so, Kadron worked away in his laboratory with a large team of scientists, shaping the future of the Skaroan race. He bled new and different emotions into the blood of his people, and others were evolved out of being. Many hideous and hell-spawn mutations were produced and discarded, while conferences between Skaro's elite elders debated and argued the nature of the final mutation. Eventually, they decided they would remove all negative emotions from their eventual form. Anger, hate, aggression, deception. The Daleks, as they would be called, would only know the emotions of love, pity, and kindness.
Hello, I am a Dalek.
Pleased to meet you. Here, come share my bread and wine.
Thank you. We should be friends.
But something went badly wrong. In removing all negative emotions from the Dalek creatures, Kadron had unwittingly created a relentless monster, a creature without edge or self-preservation, a life form that was desperately, cripplingly annoying.
You have this bread. You are more deserving than I.
No, you have it, Dalek.
No, you have it, I insist.
I'm really not hungry.
Please take the bread.
For Christ's sake, I don't want it.
I love you loads and loads.
By this time, it was too late. The Dalek creatures had been created, and Dalek rights groups quickly forbade the halting of the duplication program. The people of Skaro could not bear the never-ending niceness and knew that something had to be done. It was against their code to destroy the Dalek creatures, but equally, they knew that cohabitation was impossible, and if they stayed on Skaro, they would end up smashing the creatures' brains in with bricks. And that was against everything that Kadron, the now shamed scientist, had set out to achieve. So the people of Skaro left, creating a self-sustaining habitat for themselves aboard a massive spaceship. They sent the Dalek creatures to the cold side of the planet one day on a wild goose chase, and left to seek out a new planet on which to evolve and shape their own destiny.
Come back!
As for Kadron himself, his punishment was to be left behind with the Daleks, and he finished his days a regular on Skaroan daytime television, attempting to formulate long words from random selections of letters.
A consonant, please, Carol! The letter B!
Eventually, the Dalek creatures left too,
to find new worlds full of people to be nice to.
That's the end of the disc.
Poor Kadron. I'm sure he meant well. So, somehow the Dalek creatures ended up here in Next Universal. We welcomed them as our guests, and now we coexist with them. Of course, it all makes sense.
Simon, I think we may have stumbled upon something forbidden.
Speaking of which, I've been thinking about what you said earlier.
Earlier?
You know, about the windows on floor 15. I think I've found the answer, you know.
What's this?
It's Professor Rixon discovers different forms of oxygen, just out today. It says here that as the pressure of the light outside increases throughout the year, the intensity of the light through the window darkens. Well, it's quite simple when you think about it.
Yeah, very simple, but it doesn't actually make much sense, does it? Light doesn't have pressure. What does that even mean?
Well, maybe we're just not as clever as Professor Rixon. If we were, we'd understand.
Perhaps, Simon. I'd better be leaving. It's well past closing time.
Good evening.
Oh!
You are required.
What?
You are required for your annual employee health assessment with Mr. Dyer tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
But I had one of those just last week, I'm sure I did.
It is nothing to worry about.
Of course. I'll be there.
Good morning, customers to Next Universal. Our special offers this week include cheesesteaks and moonfruit at half price on the 6th floor and massively reduced furniture on floor 17.
Thank you, sir. And I hope you enjoy your vibration absorption dampener.
I will have a nice life.
Brendan, I have to speak to you.
Simon, whatever is it? Shouldn't you have opened your department by now?
It's the book we were looking at. I found something else.
All right, calm. Just calm down, Simon. I am at work, you know. Now, what's all this about a book?
You know, the book about the windows, the book that explained why the windows changed. It's a fake. I looked up the version information and it was only printed yesterday. It was literally printed just before we looked at it, almost as if someone... Look, I know this is stupid, but almost as if someone wanted us to read those words.
Someone wanted... What are you suggesting?
I'm saying that we're being controlled. This place, it's only letting us know what it wants us to know.
Those are very dangerous allegations.
We must check the printing records of more books. Can you come over at lunchtime?
It would be more advisable for you to have a little think about what you are saying.
Brendan? Why aren't you smiling? What's happened?
Daleks. Daleks? Our friend Simon here has been working a little too hard.
Maybe he is unwell.
Perhaps he needs a holiday!
Brendan, what are you doing? My Dalek friends, what?
Good morning, customers to Next Universal. Our special offers this week...
Thank you, sir. And I do hope you enjoy your vibration absorption dampener.
I will... Have a nice life.
I... Yes, I will. Thank you.
Are you feeling unwell?
No, I'm sure it'll come back to me, but, for a moment I thought I'd forgotten something important. But it's nothing.